Okay, we need to open up the meeting for the publication and building ground meeting. I have a chat with some old guy about our website.
All right.
Take it over.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Of course, we last met in November. Kind of gave an overview of what we were looking at website-wise, kind of what the layout and plan for it is going to be. And we left with a little bit of homework, maybe taking a look at other cities' websites, just to get a vibe, not necessarily a copy and paste, but just kind of what a municipality website looks like. You know, I did a lot of that as well, looking everywhere from New York, Los Angeles, San Diego, down to small towns. And really what speaks most is you want your website easy to use. It's not a photography portfolio. It's get in there, find your information as easily as possible. On the back of your packet, under step three or part three, I have created all of the pages thus far for the website. I haven't built anything out, but I've created everything that I think our Lewistown website should have, and of course, adding new pages is not a problem. But like I said in my initial presentation, I wanted it set up to where every page on the website is a minimum, or is a maximum of three clicks away. So every page on the website will be accessible from the menu, but I also really like the idea of just a search bar right there in the middle of the front page. As soon as you open it up, there's a search bar. You can type in what you're looking for, it'll take you to the page. So if you're not wanting to fiddle with a menu and you just want to pay your water bill, you can type in how to pay the water bill. There it is. And so I guess just to go in order, the first thing we talked about last time was a logo. I told you I would bring some to the table. I think I have six here. There are rationale for why I chose what I chose for all of it, but really a logo is, does it hit you or not? When you look at it, does it feel good or not? Logo one here is just a reworking of what we have for the Chamber of Commerce logo. We built it around, that is actual photo and outline of our courthouse there for logo one. I think the Chamber of Commerce just says, like, Lewistown Chamber of Commerce. I just replaced it to Lewistown, Illinois. It's just to keep a consistent logo throughout the town for different pieces, especially with the Chamber of Commerce being on the website. The second and third one are a little bit more rural looking. You know, and with, I struggled a little because Lewistown doesn't have that one defining landmark. We have the courthouse, but that's the county courthouse, so we can play on that a little, but and so what you see a lot of is the Presbyterian Church across the street. So you kind of see that church and steeple look in logos 2 and 3, definitely more pronounced in logo number 3 because I've got it white against that sunset. Both very usable logos that kind of play up just a rural environment with a nice clean logo look. Logos 4 and 5, I kind of did away with the graphics, because that just, it gets right to the point. You got the city of Lewistown in both of them with just kind of a difference of font and some colors to just kind of set things apart. Just clean, just a nice clean modern look. And then I just had some fun with logo number 6, just a little like 1920s looking. It does look more dated, but it's still clean and scalable to whatever we need it for in that regard. And so I guess just kind of want to see if any of those strike your fancy. None of those strike your fancy.
The only thing that strikes me is the 1923, or 1823.
Which one?
1821, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah. I didn't know the date. I couldn't find it on our website, but I did find it was on the Wikipedia page.
It is 1821. Okay. That's what we have on the sign out here, too.
So I didn't come up in December. Just look at it. and that's obviously an easy fix, 1821.
The county was established in 1823.
Okay, that may have been where it came from off Wikipedia.
But there are discrepancies on the list on part two, but it actually is 1821. I lived it.
Remember, Kendall?
Yeah, I feel like
remember,
it.
You remember it. So
that's
yeah.
Mayor.
I kind of like simpler.
Yeah, I
kind of
like that. That one grabs you when you look at it.
I probably like two or three better than any of them.
That one there is too dark. Pushes out close to too much.
I like two as well.
I do like the menu here.
I like number one, just one reason, or one of the reasons it has the Alamo on it. So mm-hmm. if you are scrolling around, you
right.
get how many Lewistown, how many punch in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Lewistown, Pennsylvania,
and
it'll pop up
point.
More than any other.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Which, I mean, it's in two, but I mean, I don't know.
And it can be added to any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like this one. If they could put, like, Illinois
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, they could do that.
This one here, if you could put Illinois to it.
Not that my input matters. I'm with you, Sally. I'm kind of fond of five. I look at it in terms of a website menu layout where it's thin across the board. That being rectangular, but still bold with the Lewistown.
When it's ratchet, when you,
yeah, it just.
You know.
I think the nice bold Lewistown, and again adding a comma Illinois at the end. IL doesn't matter there. Yeah, one and five. Are my favorites. One, because it's the consistency of what we already had with the chamber and with the LEAP, you know, the LEAP,
yeah.
Or whatever that, you know, it's not an organization, but the committee.
But the chambers is like this?
Yeah, it's that same, and then instead of it saying Lewistown, Illinois, I think it just says like Lewistown Chamber of Commerce or something like that.
I think I like one out of that, one probably better as far as the Illinois fact.
Right, and like I said, Illinois can be added to any of them, but from what's in front of you, yeah, I could see that being...
I like five. David, which one do you like?
I don't think I have an opinion on this.
Oh, that's fine. I've seen a few when
yeah.
you had them, though.
I mean, this really, when you look at it, it really kind of... You know, massive. It kind of shows, hey, we're doing something here, you know. And then the other one is that one.
Yeah.
Well, and I wonder, is there something we could maybe put out there on Facebook, like take a community vote?
Yeah.
We could do something. Yeah. I mean,
if that's something you want the input of, absolutely.
I'm not on this committee. I'm just throwing
right.
something out.
No, it's fair. You know,
like the state of Illinois
right
now, we're having a new
and just have a deadline. We get a little more input than just six people.
A little definitely.
You'd
have definitely a little
criticism. Oh yeah, there's always that.
Yeah.
Luckily though, with it being something like a logo, I think it does. There's more positive than negative. Yeah, there's going to have people. Well, I don't like any of them. But whatever,
yeah.
you know. But it's going to be the city reaching out to the community asking their input,
yeah.
which I think is
and
going to
be
a positive
on
thing.
Our website and. Facebook.
I mean,
which I, you know, I think that's important that,
yeah.
you know, they'll say, well, those six people up there, even though
yeah,
we're elected.
Yeah.
Well, but I would rather.
It'll
know.
Get, yeah, it could give the community, if we didn't do it, one more thing to complain about. Oh, the city made a decision for all of us again.
Yeah.
Letting them,
some ownership.
Right. Letting them chime in. That's not a problem. Are there any of the six that you guys just want to cut from the offerings? Because coming from education, and of course, you guys, those of you
yeah.
that have kids, too many options doesn't work. Either.
Well,
I definitely say one and five need to be in there because it's been discussed.
Yeah.
Four.
I like the others, but I.
Right.
I think number four could be cut out.
Four and six, but it's kind of.
Four and six cut out. I don't like six at all. It's just drab.
It is dark. I don't.
Yeah. It's. Yeah. I don't like six.
Like two.
One, two, and four.
I say, do you just want to leave the three choices? One, two, and four?
You don't want five?
Or, yeah, five, I meant. Four
five.
And six are out. One,
five,
two, and one, two, and five.
That'd be fine. What about you guys?
you can.
One.
You wanted to have a little contest or.
Yeah, I can. If anything, I mean, input. I can put something on like Bald Man Marketing and then share it out with, you know, on my board, but also share it into the dreaded Lewistown happenings. Might give them something positive to talk about for a minute.
Well, they click right on it.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, that's where you're going to reach the majority of the community in that cesspool.
That sounds good.
Oh, you'll get negative no matter.
Oh yeah, and that's fair. You know, and it is what it is. When it comes to design. Okay, there were. I didn't bring out my PDF prints, but yeah, you guys have them here. Really, when it comes down to it, did anybody look at any, see any websites that really jumped out to them? Like, I looked at, you know.
Everything's so different.
They're all so different, but at the same time, they all do the same
thing.
Right,
exactly. But I like something simple.
Yeah, I do too.
If I go there, I see this, I can go. Yeah. If I need something, like you say, water bill, I can click on that and go right to it. I don't want to go through 16 pages to go.
Well, here's my goal on this whole thing. I'm absolutely terrible on the computer. So when he gets done, I'm going to get on there and see if I can operate it, and then I'll tell him how good he done, okay?
So then you'll yell, Sandy, come and help me.
Yeah.
So I can count on one revision when I'm completely done. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because I'm absolutely terrible on the computer.
But that's my goal, is to make the website as user-friendly as possible. And then that will echo over to the city's app. That'll be available through the app stores as well. It's just something very easy to find.
Yeah.
The app, just for transparency, the app will not have everything the website does, because it doesn't need everything the website does. It's an app. It's supposed to be applicable, not necessarily the source. And so, I mean, it's the same for every school district. You can't find everything on the app. You find the important stuff on the app. And so that will be the stuff I carry over to the app, so that people can, you know, community calendar is a big one, and I talked about it last time. I really want that. And once we get rolling, we can reach out to, you know, all the different organizations in town that have a schedule of some sort, you know. Feed your stuff, send it to Mike.
Yeah.
Send your monthly calendar to Mike. I'll get that stuff added, and then it'll be good to go.
I like the idea with the different directions. Like, if you got fire department, shows like a fire department, then that makes it.
Yeah.
If you can't really read it, then you can actually see it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll put little icons.
Yes. I'm just saying.
Yeah, icons along the way.
I like that idea.
Yeah, and so that is one of the nice things that we have the opportunity for, knowing that the current website has been washed downstream and kind of forgotten for so long, is we're not trying to build off of something that's already working. We have the opportunity to just do it like from scratch. We can make the icons what we want, and it's nobody's super familiar with the current website, so
I think that's a good thing.
What's that?
I think that's a good thing too.
I think it's an opportunity for us.
Yeah.
There's nothing we have to necessarily blow up to start over. It's already dwindling and non-usable. So,
yeah. Okay.
Any other feedback before I get out of here? Because I know you've got another meeting coming up.
No.
Okay. I'll do a.
What kind of deadline do we want to put to get the vote? It'll go quick.
I would say we could do 2 weeks.
Okay. Because, I mean, people are going to do it now. They're not going to wait.
Exactly. Well, and it's going to need to be reshared all the time, or else it's just going to flow downstream and nobody's going to do it. So I'll put something up tomorrow morning, because at this point it's going to be too late for it to be seen. It'll be washed downstream. I'll put something up tomorrow morning with those three options, and then just leave it to vote for, you know, I'll probably put it in a link so that we don't have one person voting 150 times. But I'll create like a Google form that they can go and pick their favorite, and then it'll auto-tabulate for us, and we don't have to necessarily count votes. And then I can come back in 2 weeks and say, here's the winner, or I can just send something to Levi to say, here's the winner. I mean, if you guys want to notch out another 15 minutes, that's up to you.
And email's fine. I mean,
okay, that's
it's progress. I mean,
right, yeah. If you're fine with it, there's no point in taking up 15 minutes to say this one won. And then, so I'll go ahead and get started on the website then. If, you know, we've got the pages, I can start building stuff out. Levi, you're going to end up being my best friend.
Sure thing.
Because I'm going to need info that you're going to need to get for me.
I can do that.
Okay? Yeah. So,
I have something on there about the fire department.
Well, we have to get in there.
Well, yeah, like, I'm not ready for any of that just yet. Yeah. But that's the beauty of it, too, is it's not live. So it's not like anybody's going to go looking for anything because nobody can access the website right now.
Anyway. Okay.
So, but, yeah, when it's time, I'll get information from the people I need it from. All
right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, Mike.
I think that completes our game for utility building.
I'll get a few more doctor's appointments here. It's not now.
I need to make a motion adjourn.
I make a motion adjourn.
By second, I will. We're adjourned.
Okay, I call the TIF meeting to order. Discuss an application for the Lewiston Economic Advancement Project with recommendations from our TIF representative.
The application is for one of the projects that LEAP wants to work on, which is basically the most forward-facing chunk of buildings on Main Street, thinking that those buildings, if the facades can get improved, if they can become safe, if they're able to be rented, then that can kind of springboard more buildings happening. We all know basically the entire downtown has empty buildings or unused buildings right now. So there was 5 buildings. Elaine Stone went to Maurer and Sons, if I have that correct, for engineering. The engineering study survey to find out whether or not they are safe before we start anything else was $3,200. So Michelle put together the application. I put my name on it because I'm part of LEAP as well as a town resident. And so that's it. So that's kind of step one, just to give you an idea of step 2, 3, 4. 2 of those buildings I nominated for Landmark Illinois' Most Endangered Historical Places because I believe they are nested buildings.
So which two?
The 2 gray ones, the 2 owned by Rochelle McCoy. Right in the middle, so right in between Duke's and the end of Justin's. The 5 include from Izzy Boutique all the way through Duke's and then down to that one. Again, figuring those are the most forward-facing. So we put in an application for that. We talked to a woman, I remember the place that it was, you would remember, but it is for EPA surveys to go into the buildings and remove asbestos mold and the environmental hazards. So that's like the next step that we can do. After we do that, then it is the potential to find grant funding once everything starts coming together and those pieces are done, find grant funding to help fix, like the roof is done on one. I don't think some of those buildings people have been in years, would be my guess. And so that's it. I have no financial stake in the building. I don't own the building. But I'm just working and trying to help connect people to the resources to be able to fix them. And they're in such disrepair now. Knowing from owning a very large building in town, it's very difficult. Things are really costly. No matter whose fault it is, it's not helping Lewistown at all to have those buildings sitting there. So once some of those things happen and we find out that it's structural or this needs to happen, that needs to happen, the facade of the building, we've talked about putting together people to help paint it, murals on the sides of those buildings, that kind of thing. This is the first step in the big kind of chunk of the project.
So what happens if it's not structurally okay?
A good question. I mean, I don't know. That's my next step is, if it's not structurally okay, quite honestly, it's dangerous. I mean, it's dangerous.
Then this building, I think, not an expert, the building ends up condemned. Mm-hmm. The people that own it are probably not going to spend the money to tear it down.
Which one are you talking about? Which building are you talking about?
We got a whole block that's
talking about. A whole block.
Both of those
both of those between the pub and Lewiston Suites are.
Yeah, both of those buildings at Jones's are pretty much correct.
Yeah, but are they going to agree to this?
That's what I'm...
So I had talked to her daughter-in-law, and so we had a couple of back-and-forth conversations with that I was told to go ahead, and yes, they would agree to it. And so we're kind of determining that, because it took a little bit of a turn last night. So.
I talked to Art about it, and he said, I didn't have to say so, and he said, that's up to my wife.
Yeah, and Marcia.
She didn't want to do anything.
She didn't want to do anything because she doesn't want to raise taxes.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. The floors are coming up, the ceiling's coming down.
They should.
Well, see,
what she'll envision is that we're going to go in there and survey it, and we're going to want to tear the building down.
And that's their concern. So that was what came up last night. So I talked to Michelle on Saturday morning, and she said,
yeah, it should be.
I'm not paying it.
When she talked to her, she said, oh, they're afraid that if it is an issue that they're on the hook. No matter what, it's your building. If you own it,
you're on the hook anyway.
And if something really dangerous happens, then that's not good either. So this
once you become knowledgeable, you got a condemned building here, then you're almost on the hook to do something.
The issue is you're going to have it sit there and do nothing with it and then cave in. What does that do?
But what about an idea of just saving the front? And getting rid of all the back.
And that's what the survey does.
Plant grass seed there and just have the front.
Okay, but where's the owners at? Where's the owners in on this? That's their responsibility.
Exactly, but they don't want
to
do anything.
They need to be brought up to the fact that, you know, it's your buildings. Mm-hmm. Either take care of the damn things or we're going to take care of them. But I'm tired of spending taxpayer money for somebody's crap.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah.
I agree
that it needs to be redone. That whole damn block needs to be...
It does.
You know,
it's
needs to be saved.
And the boutique, you're going to run into an issue because it's...
We've already spoken with the bank. He now owns that.
But the owner should be here. As far as...
The bank now owns
if
that.
If we set up another meeting, they
from
could be here and answer questions.
The bank is foreclosing on them.
Okay.
Again, from
so that's a year from them owning it then.
Not necessarily, and I don't necessarily know. I don't know. You can speak more to it, so... The pieces of paperwork that needed to be filled out by the owners were sent. The two buildings that Duke owns, that paperwork was signed. I was told that the other two buildings were going to be signed, and then I found out other information last night, but I've also been told that I could have a phone call and talk, and there's another something else that we might look at. So anyway, this was the first step in it. So it might be a premature first step, but the idea was to get TIF funding. Because once those buildings are fixed, there should be more tax money in those buildings. Quite honestly, the town should be getting more tax money for those buildings now anyway. They're $500 in taxes for these massive buildings that could generate more revenue for Lewistown. So you can either sit and look at an eyesore, or you can figure out what steps to take to maybe fix it.
I totally agree on that.
Well, and I get it, not wanting to pay for it. But when it comes down to it, if it's a public safety, that is part of our responsibility
right.
to have to take care of. Unfortunately.
I'm not an engineer, but I can tell you right now, I took pictures of the back of the building.
Yeah. I think there should be a legal notice sent to the owners and of these properties, and they can come up here and they can sit right in these seats, and then we can question them on what their plan is for these buildings, and then we'll go from there.
My plan is to help in any way that I can.
We understand whose fault it is or not,
because that's not going to get fixed. And so sitting and making sure they're held accountable, if there is a solution to this, which is have an engineering study to see what are the dangers, then you can figure out your next steps.
I'm thinking they can have the bill to pay for it.
Before we go do an engineer study,
good friends of mine, okay? Have you ever tried to deal with Art Jones?
Yeah, I've asked him 2 or 3 times in a restaurant. I said, Art, why don't you do something? Those are the most beautiful front buildings.
Or any of them. And they're my friends. Don't take me wrong here, okay?
Oh, I love Art Marshall to death.
Yeah.
But he said that, you know, they're monsters.
You got a big hill to climb to get them to do anything to those buildings.
Challenge accepted.
Well, I ain't paying them.
I'm sorry, but
money to tear it down.
The TIF attorneys recommended that the city versus doing the TIF for the lead, they're recommending that the city maybe pay for the engineering thing.
Yeah.
So we have a vested interest in it. That's if you look at our thing.
Yeah.
That's what I told you the other day. Our TIF attorney.
If we're going to do something about the buildings, like Kendall just said, we need to pursue something about the buildings before we go getting engineers down here and everything.
I'm not going to say who, but I approached earlier there was windows hanging out of that one window there. It's Art Jones' building, hanging out of the window. Or windows broken, hanging out. I said, you know what? Police officer needs to be sent up there. It's an ordinance violation. That is a danger. Somebody walks into the damn thing and it falls out, then somebody's either going to be killed or whatever. And that it needs to be done. Nothing was done. I don't have the power to do it except for an alderman, but I would have sent somebody up there and got it started. You know, it needs to end. The owners need to be here. They're responsible for this. They're responsible. I technically have refused to spend taxpayers' money for their crap. Now, if we have to in the end, fine, we'll go from there. But for to start with, they're not even taking responsibility. They could come up and say, that's fine. You know, we'll pay for the study. We'll help you with the study. And I understand the study.
As far as TIF funds being used for that, the goal in the TIF funding and using the TIF funds is to generate that tax revenue. So you're paying ahead for the study, but your goal is to get more tax.
Yeah, but I'm paying for somebody else's piece of crap. I'm paying for
And then you're going to sit in the
piece of crap. You know? There's a lot of buildings we could be studying in this community.
I've taken care of my own pieces of crap.
I think Leap's intention is to get the ball rolling. I think Leap's intention is to make something happen. And so if the city doesn't want to do the survey, maybe the council could discuss code enforcement. Maybe the council could discuss with Collins and Collins what the procedure should be for code enforcement and for complaints and for fines and for what the city's process is for that. Because if you're saying that you noticed an unsafe, you know, property, then what is the city's process for dealing with that so that process that something can be done to make the building safe? So that the building owners have to do something
about
it.
I just think the building owners need that. I mean, I'm not saying this can't happen, but I think we need to go back to the business, the people that own the buildings, and if it's an ordinance violation or whatever, to get their attention, listen. Mm-hmm. You're either going to fix the building or something's going to happen here. Mm-hmm. You know, fire hazard, whatever, and that. I mean, we just, I don't know. Well, most of us burn out anyway, so.
I think we've been down the ordinance in the past with a property on Main Street that took 25 years to get a remedy.
Yeah.
We have building codes.
And that's just for residents.
Sure. But I think that way to get their attention, this is where we're starting at. If it's a call of meeting and invite them to the meeting, and they're not going to show up, but the fact that we've done our job said, listen, this is where we're at. We need you to make us aware of what your intentions are, what your plan is with that. If not, then I guess we're going to send you a bill for $3,200 to do a study. Because I don't think it's fair for the taxpayers of the community to pay for that $3,200. Just the same as any other businesses in this community paying for them. We give $75,000 to a guy to move from the building downtown to another place down here. And they left the damn building down here. And that's one of them.
No, that's not one of them.
Oh, it's not one?
That is not one.
Okay.
No, it's just on the list. That's not on the list, but it's pretty much the same thing. You're right.
They're hoping it'll get on the list.
Yeah.
My concern is if we don't do something, we're just kicking the can down the road.
Yeah.
And that's why we're going with it. We can go with the violations first.
And
let them know. Let them know that we're...
You'll still have to hire a structural engineer to come in there to do it.
Well, maybe we can have another meeting and invite them in and see if they're willing to let us do the survey.
I think we need to
get some direction.
I think we need to invite them to a meeting, listen to what they have to say, what their intentions are, and I know Marcia and I know Art very well.
And that doesn't have to be a full council meeting. It can be a committee meeting.
It can be a committee meeting, and I know how they are. They'll come right out and say what they think, yes or no, or whatever. I know. And if we give them that place to start there and give them that opportunity, you know, and know, hey, we're here, we're trying to help you do something with this piece of property.
Well, that was the intention of this application. Like I said, it could be too soon because everything isn't necessarily together. But the idea is to get the ball rolling and to figure out what the first piece is. And no matter what, you need to survey that chunk of buildings or and need to do it anyway, just for safety or whatever. So whatever you all think, whatever the city wants, again, I have no vested interest in this, I have no financial interest. Yeah. I just want to see.
And I totally understand if there's
why don't we go that round? Why don't we see if we have another committee meeting and see if we can get them there?
Exactly.
Where it's more than 15 minutes long and we can try to get them in there. And
I think that is a wonderful idea. Get them involved, maybe, and you know, see what they have to say about it.
So it's a TIF meeting.
It's not really going to be a TIF meeting.
That's what I figured.
What do you want to call it?
Building and grounds.
That's what I thought that too, but I think
that's for city.
That's for the city.
That's just for city.
Okay.
What do you think?
You
build under finance, actually, because that's money being spent.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever you want.
It doesn't matter what committee you put it under.
You want to make it,
I understand.
You want to make it at 6 o'clock? What do you want to do? Each direction.
Let's do 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Where we got 30 minutes, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Motion to close the meeting.
Second that.
Adjourn, you mean?
Yeah.
Or move.
Adjourn, close.
Second and third.
Start the other meetings.
Just sit in. Down
right.
That road, haven't we?
Press one.
Here's that thing if you want to look at it.
All right, is everybody ready for the liquor commission? We got enough?
All right.
Here's Denny. Okay. All right, Kevin, I meant, not Denny. All right, we call the liquor commission meeting to order. We have this application for the Lewiston Smoke Shop. What needed to be checked into was checked into. I'm told everything is good. It's not the same person, nor is he associated with that person. So, now it's up to you guys to talk about this liquor license. So, the floor is open to discussion.
Lot to discuss because we kind of discussed it before. There wasn't a license available, so if there's a license available, I don't really know.
There is one.
Yeah, there
available.
Is now.
There is
yeah.
One.
I said, if
the money
a
is retailed.
Right.
Cases.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I said if there's a license available, there's really nothing to discuss. They're entitled to have a license.
Yep.
Can you, even though there is a license available, can you still deny it?
This is just a recommendation to the council.
Yes, you can still vote no.
You can still vote no.
So long as the liquor license will come.
Right there? Okay, there we go. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, we don't really control gaming.
No.
So.
My goodness, what's this stuff?
We definitely need to do something.
That's it.
Okay.
This is all my stuff.
This we could, but right now,
right, we don't have that.
Nathan's not coming.
Yeah,
no.
So we need
Nathan.
To
stand.
Who?
Nate?
No,
yeah, if you guys want to control how many poker machines in town, you guys ought to make a clear ordinance.
We've been trying to do that for months. Nobody will put us on the agenda.
No, I'm not the one who does it.
The agenda is not what's going to get it done. Council member votes are what's going to get it done. So, but you can't put it on the agenda. These council members can. If you get two or three of them that agree with you, one of them will put it on the agenda and discuss it. It's kind of...
Well, how about if the liquor commissioners make a recommendation to the council that needs to be discussed?
That can always happen.
So that should be part of this.
You can make... whatever.
We've all talked about it.
But that's how you have to do it, is to get on the agenda to talk about it.
But now that the recommendation's been made and we're making it to the council, can it be placed on the agenda?
A council member for myself has to place it on the agenda. If I don't see the votes to change it, I'm not going to put it on the agenda. If the council members don't want to talk about it or vote on it.
Well, how would they vote on it if you're not having it on the agenda?
One of these council members or myself can put it on the agenda. I mean, if you get a council member on board with you, say, you know, to say,
yeah, you
know, it can't happen tonight.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I can put it on the agenda.
Okay.
I mean, there you go. I mean, so you at least have one vote in support of it. So that's how this is supposed to work.
Okay.
So do we want to vote on this liquor license? And do we want to make a motion? And,
so do I put that on the agenda tonight? And this is exactly,
I mean, what was the difference? I'll make a motion that we approve the liquor license.
There you go.
For the smoke shop.
Right, let's take care of this stuff first. So I have a motion and a second to approve the liquor license for the smoke shop. And, do we have any more discussion? All right, all in favor of that?
Question?
Yes?
Is it, what kind of liquor license is it? Is it just for to go, or?
It's a class. Where's it at?
D1 is what's on the top of it.
Yeah, D1. Application to sell beer, wine, and it also says gaming up there, but we don't have any control over that. So it's a class D1. It's a, basically like a convenience store. Is that what it is, Cindy?
Does that allow them to serve on premises? I think that's
yes,
what she wants to know.
Here, I can read it.
I doubt
can
it.
Can we find it?
What do you think?
Exactly.
Well, that's true. Okay,
so,
I see what you're saying.
That's my
I see what you're saying, but I don't...
If they wanted if they wanted different specifics involved, would they have to do a new one?
I don't know. They're applying for a D1. If they want to change for something other than a D1, they probably would. But
okay. Let's see. A D1, is it D1 or D3?
D1.
D1 is... So shall authorize retail sale of beer and wine only for consumption off premises and not for consumption on the premises were sold.
So it's only package only.
Yeah, package store license.
Package of beer and wine only, no booze.
Right, no hard liquor.
Yeah, okay.
Authorize
and it's
sale
off premise.
Beer and wine only, Monday through Sunday, 7 to midnight.
Okay, so it's off-premise, so that is not giving someone... Okay, there you go.
Is that what you guys thought you were doing?
There you go. Yep.
Okay.
So, okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we'll recommend to the council to approve your liquor license.
Thank you.
We don't have any other...
They wanted.
Our discussion. We got a motion to adjourn this meeting.
So moved.
All right.
Can I have enough liquor?
Sure, go ahead. Meeting's adjourned, though.
Who's the license act?
Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
To remain standing, Pastor Paul Walmsley, say the invocation.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks this evening for the small town that we live in. We thank you for the people that live here and the people that serve in this town. And Father, we ask that you would give us wisdom, knowledge, discernment, and understanding in everything we do. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for coming. You may all be seated. Clerk, if you call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Latherry.
Here. All right, having a quorum. Everyone had a chance to look at the minutes from the last meeting. If we have any questions, corrections, or comments. If none, if I have a motion to approve those minutes, please.
Motion to approve last minute.
Did I hear a second? Yeah. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Clerk's report.
Levi hadn't got the council meeting dates in there yet. He had a couple questions. So, first one is November 11th. Council meeting falls on that. It's Veterans Day. And City Hall's closed that day. So, do you guys want to have a meeting that night? Still have it?
Doesn't matter to me.
I guess this will be on the for the next time. So I'm kind of throwing it out here so you guys think about it. So it'll be on the next agenda to vote on. And then the next one is December 23rd. That's the day before Christmas Eve. So you guys need to think about that too. That was the 2 days that was kind of questioned. So it'll be on the agenda next time.
Okay. We got by all right in December with only one meeting. That'd be all right. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Treasurer's report. Treasurer's absent this evening. Attorney's report. He's excused absence this evening. Engineer's report. I didn't see Mr. Plavik. Mm-hmm. Public comments and petitions. Is anyone here from the public that wish to address this board? Hearing or seeing no one, we'll move on. Committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderman Sally Clark.
I talked to Becca today, and we were talking about what it would be like maybe if we, like our CIPS bills and stuff, if we had just an automatic pay.
I bet Levi'd vote yes for that.
I think Becca talked to Levi about it maybe, but she called me up today and was talking about it. And I myself, I think it's a good idea, you know.
I agree.
But I'm going to bring it to the board and see what y'all think.
I agree.
A lot of paperwork.
There a discount? Like 10%.
It's definitely easier to stay on their deadlines too, probably.
Well, yeah, I mean, but also, he has to transfer money too every month, which I still haven't understand. I don't understand this payroll anything about it. But if the money's not in there, then they'll charge you for
something. We vote on that tonight, or do we have to put it on the agenda?
I don't know. Is that something you think the council must vote on, or is that just a housekeeping thing that's do it? I don't know.
I assume you can still give us an itemized what was paid. Right?
Absolutely.
So we can.
Yeah.
But I mean,
he will still give us an itemized.
Why don't we just vote on it so we don't get in trouble?
No, okay. We can't vote on it tonight.
No, I'm saying next time.
Okay, yeah. Put it on the agenda for next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that way, I'm not sure.
But the only problem he's going to run into is if money doesn't get transferred.
We would have to potentially create an account that they would be able to direct those payments towards.
That what you'd probably have to do. And Becca said she would get with you and help you through this and get it set up. And we'd have to have a resolution on it. And, you know, the attorney would have to make a resolution on this.
All right. Well,
for the next meeting.
We'll put those notes together.
Levi, you can work with Nathan and get what we need. And
I'll make them aware.
All right. Make that happen.
Okay. Thank you, Levi.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Is that it?
That's all.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to the sewer, Alderman John Spotlow.
I'm not going to let that in there.
All right. Streets and alleys, Alderman David Livingston.
We've got some stuff farther down, but nothing here. Thank you.
Okay. Police and ESDA, Alderman Brad Ward.
Chief Ward.
It's been a busy year this past year. So I took some notes and stuff that I want to provide to the council as far as what's been going on with the police department over the last year. We had several, what I would say were critical incidents. We had the towers, the fires at the crew member towers that the police department helped out with. We all know what happened a couple weeks ago here in County Market. The Lewis Town guys were a big part of getting that situation all resolved. I'm not going to go real far into that. We've assisted a lot of the other agencies in the area with some critical incidents. that led to some arrests. We've been in the news for some of this stuff, so our guys are doing what they need to be doing. Just a couple things of note. So our activity is all tracked with what we call RDs. Basically, they're just the calls that we go to. We've had the most RDs created in the last 10 years as a department. We had almost 2,500 calls for the year. We're fourth as far as traffic stops went in the last 10 years. So the guys are all stopping cars and doing all that stuff. We're finally up to full strength. We have an officer at the academy right now. He's settling in and doing well. He actually turned down a job offer from Canton Police Department to stay here. So I thought that was pretty important. Mm-hmm. We're still focusing on officer training. We got guys going to crisis intervention training and lead homicide training here in the next month or two. We passed all of our audits last year as far as leads, LISO, the HOBAC reporting. We're back on track with our racial profiling reporting, which hasn't been done for 6 years. All the guys are trained, certified with tasers and less lethal equipment. And it's kind of the rundown of what we've done in the last year. So we're plugging right along, and I think we're doing, I have to say so myself, I think we're doing pretty well as far as for a small department that we are. And a lot of that is because you guys is backing and help with getting us back up on our feet. So I wanted to thank the council and the town for the support as far as that goes. So that's it.
I'd like to thank you
for helping us. Thank you. Well, if it's not for his leadership, we wouldn't be doing this.
That's right. Before, so yes, we thank you.
It's a testament to him and what he's done for our department.
All right, thank you. Moving on, water, Alderman Kendall Miller.
I don't have anything underwater. There is a report, I think Evan put this together on the water, unaccountable for water, but it looks good.
That's been brought it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted
if you notice that 10 years license there.
What has changed?
You guys getting us these stuff up with the week, how much we've brought that down over the years. And, yeah, looks good. It's impressive.
A lot of hard work doing that, Kevin. Thank you.
That's all I have underwater, sir.
All right, thank you. Utilities, publications, public buildings, and grounds. Alderman Jim Long.
In new business.
All right, thanks, sir. Tourism, Mr. Miller.
Tourism, February the 3rd. Mason, Fulton County, the Eagle Days. So make sure you participate in the activities. Other than that, music is being put together for Music in the Park. If you've probably noticed on Facebook, I think there's been a few bands posted. If you have any comments on them, just go ahead and pass them along. So, other than that, that's all I have at this time on tourism.
Can I have some?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. The Historical Society, they're going to have a presentation on Camp Ellis over at the Visitor Center. It's free. Historian Rick Kleindienst will be giving the presentation. It's on Thursday, January 23rd at 6:30. Daryl had said that you needed to make reservations, but we've only got 17 right now, so we'd like as many people as we can to show up.
It'll be very interesting. It's part of our history.
Yeah.
It is so interesting.
He gave one on Abraham Lincoln, and it was fabulous.
Oh,
so
this Camp Ellis, I mean, this is World War II era. It'd be absolutely great to listen to.
So that's what I had. And then we have another one in March.
Okay, this Friday night at the VFW, the American Legion's been on their monthly fish fry. It starts at 5 o'clock. Try to support us. We raised $4,000 last month for the Honor Flight, which I thought was wonderful. And that's what that money went to. So this month, we try to pick different things to spend our money on, and the money goes to the public. It doesn't stay in the bank account. So the fish fries, that's how we make it. So if you guys can come Friday night, starts at 5, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
We try. Everything's homemade.
All right, thank you. Moving on, TIF, Alderman John Spallow.
We had a committee meeting, and we're going to have a meeting. Well, it won't be a TIF meeting, but we're going to have a meeting with what we discussed at the meeting. So.
All right.
I got something we need to. Are we going to reinitiate this TIF program, or?
It's in the process, I thought. It's been in the process for quite some time.
Got 1 year to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The hoops that we need to jump through, I believe, are being jumped through.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
We're going to have to revise the map.
I don't think you can. I don't know.
We can't make a whole new TIF district.
Yeah. Yeah. Make a whole new.
That changes everything.
Yeah, it's about $6,000 to do that. Mm-hmm.
All the taxes.
Well, it could be changed. If we do this new one, then it could be added. There could be additions
right.
to it.
You can have a secondary.
Have all the taxing bodies agreed?
Yes.
It's been a little time to try and get a confirmation between our school district here, but as far as I know, they haven't just told me no.
So our own school district is the one that's...
I'm going to look into another way to get a hold of the board.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you guys were going... You didn't go to that meeting? I thought you guys went to meeting. Was that Spoon?
That was Spoon.
Okay.
Spoon River already signed off on it?
Correct.
So everyone signed off on it except for our school board?
Correct.
Okay. And that is...
I knew that there was concerns about maybe getting a new map,
Yeah.
And I didn't know.
Yeah, it has to be done when we recreate it. So.
And I've been questioned about it.
Anytime you amend them, it's very, very expensive. And it's just, it's ridiculous. Yeah,
but we can add.
So.
Yeah, we can add when
yeah.
we do.
But when we do, yeah. we can't add.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Any other questions on that? All right, not moving on. Citizens Committee, anyone here from Amanda?
No, sir, I did not.
No, all right. Christmas Committee, I see Kenneth James Hickey's smiling face in the audience.
It's always sad when the trees come down. It's just so dark out there now. But a lot of comments, a lot of compliments on the trees and stuff. Always try to tell people it's because... We all work together. Nobody tries to take the lead or be the boss. Or the city council works with us. City employees works with us. And all the volunteers. And it all just kind of comes together. And everybody jumps in. And that's how we end up getting it to look the way it does. I haven't really heard any complaints. Have you guys, Sally?
No.
Cindy?
No. Nope. Nothing but praise.
No.
So I think we're doing okay. We haven't had an after Christmas meeting or anything, so we will be. We can talk about some things for next year, and if we mess something up this year, and we'll discuss that too. So.
I know that the Christmas thing down to the VFW with the kids coming in and getting gifts for their loved ones went over fantastic. And as far as the kids coming into the church and seeing Santa and getting their little teddy bear and bag of candy and hot chocolate, and it went over wonderful. I mean, we have heard nothing but compliments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people have said they just stopped and pulled over to the side and just looked at the trees.
And didn't you say there was like 200, something
yeah.
like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, over I think over 200 kids saw Santa.
Yeah. I think it just everything went so well. Everything, everybody chimed in and helped, and it was just a really fun community time. It was.
I think so. And this year we can from the courthouse the Troy Chisholm tree, the FOP tree.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Scott and Sandy DeFord donated a artificial tree. Evan was able to put it together to where it wasn't falling over. We didn't have to use sandbags or cement blocks or rope. It stayed up pretty good. So Evan done a good job on that one.
Thank you, Kenny. You did a lot of work. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Kenneth, for everything you do. Move on. Economic Development Committee, is Miss Aaron here? There.
With me
nope.
today. Right. Sorry. Michelle Spiva, Spoon River Partnership, and I'm moving around because I have a few things, and I'll try to be brief. And so the first thing I have is a flyer I'm handing out. So earlier I talked about the housing partnership we have with the Illinois Housing Development Authority. And so the survey has been out for a while, but we are short hundreds of surveys. So please, scan the QR code, take the survey, take a flyer, share it with your friends, go to our Facebook page, Blue River Partnership, share our post. We need at least 750 surveys in order to make the data viable. And we have to have, thank you, and we have to have the data in order to get grant funding. So that's the whole purpose of the project and the program. It is a year-long program. We will have more community meetings to get more community input, but the goal is to get grant funding for improvement of blighted properties, demolition of unsafe properties, and tax incentives to build new workforce development housing. And so we all want those things. And so in order to get those things, we need the data. So Ida is going to put together a whole comprehensive plan for us, for one for Lewistown and one for Canton, so that we can get all that wonderful funding so we can improve our residential properties. And so encourage everybody to fill out the survey, because we cannot move forward without the survey data. I will tell you, there is another component to the project, which was an in-person housing stop survey, where people had to go around and rate every single house in Lewistown. And our Lewistown volunteers did it all. Our Lewistown volunteers have completed the entire town of Lewistown. So we thank our LEAP volunteers and our mapping volunteers who got the entire thing done like that. So that was so amazing. So so that was great. And so we really need to concentrate on the survey now. So if we could do that, that would be wonderful. Next, I'll lead into another property sort of project, and that's land banks. I sent Levi this information. I'm not sure if he had a chance to send it to you. So January 23rd, which is the same day that Rick is presenting on Camp Ellis, there is an online meeting. And so Levi has this link. If he hasn't sent it to you, he can send it to you again. It's at 10 in the morning or 6 at night. There's a meeting about land banks. And so Prairie Hills out of Western Illinois University is trying to put together a land bank for Fulton County, Warren County, McDonough County, Knox County, okay? So usually these are in bigger areas. However, Galesburg and Monmouth have home rule, okay? We don't. But if they have home rule and we are in a land bank with them, then that home rule transfers to us. And in a very simple words, what that means is if we have home rule, and let's take one of those downtown properties, for example, they're in violation of code, we only have to prove that they're in violation of 2 out of 5 things. We send them a letter to say, you're in violation of these things, and it speeds up the court process to where the city can then take over that property within a couple months, instead of having it drag out for so long. So then within a couple months, the city can have control of that property. They can give it to the land bank. The land bank has grant funding that the land bank then refurbishes that property and then gives it back to the city so that the city can then find an end user for it. Okay? It's all much more complicated than that, but that's what the call is for on January 23rd. That's the simple version of the land bank and what the benefits it can be. It does cost money to be in the land bank, but what Prairie Hills is telling me is that because Lewistown, that you pay per population, and because Lewistown is a smaller community, that Fulton County would cover the cost of the smaller communities to be in the land bank. So in order for Lewistown to participate, you would need the county board on board, and they are, and Prairie Hills is presenting to the county board within the next couple weeks. Okay, so it's a process, and everybody's still in conversations and communications, but if you want to hear more about it, it's January 23rd is the next meeting virtually, okay? One more project that has to do with Lewistown is this broadband breakthrough. So I am told that there are some very spotty internet areas in Lewistown and around Lewistown. And so the state of Illinois is starting their fourth round of BEAD money, which is billions of dollars in money for internet infrastructure. And so because we are a coal-impacted area, Fulton County is, there's additional funding for us if we complete this broadband breakthrough cohort. And what I would need is volunteers to be a part of a cohort to learn how to partner with broadband carriers to expand services in Fulton County. So it is a 12-week commitment, 1 hour a week. And I need 8 people. I have 6. So I need 2 more people to volunteer to be a part of the cohort. And so I will just pass around the information on this. So if anybody is interested in helping bring better internet services to Lewistown and Fulton County, please let me know. Does anybody have any questions on all of that? Thank you.
Give us a lot to think about.
So sorry. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
All right, moving on. Public Works Report, Evan Palmer.
I plan on the next meeting, as I lost my computer this year, a lot of my information. I have a lot of reports, just updating my coming weeks and all that that we've been done through the year 2024. I just got to go back through all the hand paperwork for the year 2024. Makes it a little more time consuming. A lot of the stuff I have is further down on stuff that needs fixed and needs attention.
All right. So at some point you're going to need a new computer, is what you're saying.
Well, no, I got it. Oh. But all the information that was on when it fell on me.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Hard drive whooped, the backup hard drive.
I got you.
So I lost years and years of information. So. I'm slowly putting it all back in.
Did you take it to anybody and see if they can pull it for you?
Yeah, I tried a few people. It didn't work, so they got it in.
All right. Thank you, Evan. Appreciate it. Moving on now to unfinished business. We had a liquor license application for the Lewiston Smoke Shop. The Liquor Commission met prior to this meeting. They approved the application. Class D1 for the smoke shop. This floor is now open for further discussion. Oh, the police matter from last week has been resolved. From last meeting has been resolved. The investigation showed no connections.
Beer and wine. That's D1. Okay. Yeah, because there's two licenses open on that. Because of the cases.
So if we don't have any discussion, we want to approve this liquor license to the Lewiston Smoke Shop at 193 South Main. We have a motion.
Motion to approve it.
Second. All right, we have a motion and a second to approve this liquor license. Roll call vote, please.
Alderman for Sally Clark?
No.
Jim Long?
Yes.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
No.
Dave Livingston?
Yes.
John Swallow?
Aye.
All right, what was the vote?
It would have been 3 yeses, 4 yeses, 2 noes.
4 yeses, 2 noes. All right. Motion carries. Liquor license is approved for the Lewiston Smoke Shop. All right, we have no other unfinished business. We're going to move on to new business. We have something to discuss about the website. I believe there was a meeting prior to this one. Anyone have anything on that? The website discussion.
No, I think everything was done.
Nothing? Okay, we'll pass that.
I think we handled it all.
All right, the TIF application, John, was that resolved also? Or?
Yeah, we got another meeting to keep okay. The ball rolling on.
So that one's tabled also. All right, the front door at the visitor center.
Yep, I got all the paperwork on it. Front door needed to be replaced completely. Talked about it last year. We can't get this down the road any further. it's done for. You got the paperwork on it. The piece that we are talking about is the front door and the side window. They go up above the door. The two pieces, the big window above and then the door and the side window. That assembly is $8,140. And we need it.
I just got one question.
Okay.
And I know we looked in this, looked in this like 2, maybe 3 years ago. And at that time, it was the casing itself that was bad. Is that?
We have work done on the threshold part.
The threshold?
And that would have to be time and material because we don't know what we're getting into.
Okay.
Cement in that.
But that's why the door has to be replaced, because the casing is
bad. I know that.
So, I mean, the casing goes with
why it was
the door.
Bad because
that's
of
why it messed the door up, because they put a steel plate down in front of that building, and it broke right in the middle of the door.
Right.
And then it raised up.
Right. It doesn't lock.
We've got a plan. Evan's got a plan to fix it. But the time and material, we don't know what we're going to get into. It could be an easy fix, or it could be a 4-foot hole. Who knows? There's no way of getting anybody to give you a...
So this new door is pretty much the same thing as what's there now? It's just...
It's identical to it, except this old door has a 3-lock system.
Yeah.
And that's $1,600.
Yeah, we don't
We're
need that.
We're doing away with that.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't need that. We'll just have a door handle and a deadbolt. But it's $8,140.40 for the door and side window assembly. Plus, and we're going to have time and material to repair the threshold. There's going to be some concrete work. There's some, who knows. But right now, I want an okay to go ahead and order the door so we can get that on the way. Because so the way we can secure the work.
Who's going to do the work?
Well, boys, we'll look into the threshold part. And we've contacted several people.
But this $8,100, that's just for the cost of the door?
That's just for the door.
So there'll be...
And the side windows. And
okay.
You take out that lower panel, clear to the bricks, and put the new panel in.
Okay.
All one assembly.
Gotcha.
The issue I have with getting people to bid it out is obviously the floor part. So everybody wants to be super, super high. They always tell me time and material is going to save you a lot. That's why they always want to shoot high. I think we had a quote last year is extremely high for the labor because they don't know what they're going to have to do. So they just shoot high. Yeah.
So you think this is a better way to
I mean, you get your door, you get someone, they do the just time and material, they replace it.
Right.
When I talked to the gentleman on the door, we actually went with a smaller header up top so he can give more room on the bottom. So whatever
right.
the contractor does down there, they got more room to play instead of the door fitting so snug.
Right.
For future issues, if something were to happen 15 years down the road and something debug, so it's nice, you got room to work.
I got a bid on the threshold thing, and that was from Brad Burroughs, and he just said $6,000 because he didn't know what he was going to get into.
Right.
And that was just fixing the threshold.
Right.
That wasn't replacing the door.
Right.
The other discussion was that one time was using the other door.
Well, this one we can't secure.
Huh?
We can't secure this door.
The other one?
The one that.
One second.
The main door right now.
The lock system.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Right. It's jumped. The bottom of it, you can push it in and out with your foot.
Okay.
It's rotted out completely, so there's no structure left to the door.
We need to get something done with the break-ins we've been having.
Yeah. It's got to be done. There's no way around it. Yeah, it's expensive, but...
I don't know.
And there's another thing with the center. I'll just throw this in there with it. The roof was leaking. 2 years ago, or a year ago, we wanted to just go in and fix the leak and
someone wanted to say, or wanted to bid on the entire roof. Well, the entire roof is $55,000, and that's 50 year old. Mm-hmm. We want to do time and material to fix the spot. There's only one spot leaking. Mm-hmm. Go in there, rip it out, see what you got. We're going to have to replace sheeting, maybe even rafters, who knows. But that, it's a low spot. It's the roof is sagging. And now it's leaking water into the kitchen. So, we're in dead of winter, we got a leaky roof. The biggest obstacle of that project is getting the material to the roof. But I believe if you go to the right lumber supplier, they got the equipment to put it up there for us. And again, the Burroughs boys are the only ones in the neighborhood because Kevin has contacted several people. And they'll do it for time and material.
I'm good with that.
And that's the cheapest way to do it.
Well, we can't. The roof isn't something we need to talk about, but we can't vote on the roof. We can vote on the door, and we can talk about the roof. Put it on the agenda for next meeting, and
no, it's on there. It's on there.
It's on the next line.
Oh heck! Okay. Well, see, I would have known it here in a minute.
I'll make a motion to purchase the door.
All right.
The thing with that is they've got tax on here, so it'd be $7,665.96. They include
the 474 taxes. Oh, yeah. Oh, so it'll be cheaper because then it'll be okay. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So the actual total is $7,665.96. There's a $75 non-taxable subtotal. I don't know what that's about, but that's including that in there.
Yeah, I'll second that motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second to replace the front door of the visitor center. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Over to Sally Clark?
Yes.
Jim Long?
Yes.
Brad Ward?
Yes.
Kendall Miller?
Yes.
Dave Livingston?
Yes.
Sean Spotler?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, motion carries. Next one, roof replacement.
Yeah, we'll get that taken care of.
Your recommendation for the roof replacement is time and materials also?
That's the cheapest way to do it. You're not going to get anybody to go up there and say, the roof's dragging, there's a low spot. And when everything rains, water stands.
Right. I saw it in there the other day.
And you can't, well, it's going to take $4,000 to fix that. You don't know that because you've got to tear it into it and find out what's wrong. So
you're wanting just the
time and
the portion that's leaking done, not the whole thing.
Just the bad spot in the roof.
Okay, the bad spot, okay.
Northwest corner.
There's no way of getting anybody to give you a bid on something like that.
No, I agree.
Well, they really can't.
I agree.
They don't know what to bid on.
No, that's just it. And I put it to be bid.
Right there.
Is that a motion?
Something. You made a motion, Jim? Make a motion?
I'll make a motion to prepare the roof. Second, that's time and material.
Motion by Jim, seconded by John. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Yes.
Jim Long?
Yes.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Linda Muller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
Sean Spotler?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion carries.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for taking care of that, Jim. Appreciate it.
We got,
the next item is two bids for replacement or repair on truck bed for city dump truck. Evan?
Yes, on the dump truck, it's our international that we have. The tailgate portion, the latch systems and all that, where the lights are going to go, all that's rusted out over the years, obviously. It's an older truck, it's 99, so we've seen a lot of salt and abuse through the years. We can purchase a new bed if we're going to keep the truck a while, but for the age of it, we temporarily fix it and then look at stuff. The gentleman that wants to weld it up, he says that he'll do it. And it's going to be all, he's going to have thicker metal on it. He said it'll last you. He has no issue with that. He says he can find he believes he can weld everything in just fine. It's going to hold for forever if it has to. But my thought process was you buy a whole new bed in a year or two, you know, we sell that truck to get a new one to replace it, just because of the age, you know, how the vehicle was. Would you rather be out of a few bucks or a lot of bucks? So
right.
That's why I just gave the option right. on that for you guys to right. make that choice.
A new box, as you can see, 14823. Or rebuild the old box.
I make a motion we do a
$2,500 rebuild of the bed.
There you go.
I'll second.
A motion and a second to redo the truck bed. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
Thank you.
Next item up the business service proposal, HP Plumbing for two filter room furnace filters. Evan?
Yeah, down at my waste treatment plant, we have five furnaces down there total. I talked to a local HVAC guy that we've had down there maintenance in them for years, but the four in the back, they're hanging heaters all the way to the top of the filter room. And he always said, I just get two and put one on, you know, the northwest corner and the southeast corner, run a little ductwork, and one, they're easier to work on, but you're going to get more efficient, so you're going to save on gas on that aspect. So in the filter room, we're down to just one heater working out of the four, so something's got to be done.
Can't get parts on the old one.
Yeah, the old ones, a lot of parts are obsolete as they're from the 80s. So I had two furnaces quoted, and they do all the work. And
that's something we need.
The other, if you replace the furnaces that are hanging in the ceiling now, they're minimum $5,000 beat. And if you go with these two, be more efficient, a lot cheaper.
That includes all material and labor.
Is there room for them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they come down and check it all out on the weekend. I met them down there to go over where they'd be placed just so it wasn't the wrong spot, and just going off a piece of mind, so they come and physically looked at it and checked, because they got a lot of routing for new gas lines and electric boilers every time he's in the ceiling.
And by the way, they're probably original, aren't they?
Yeah, I thought so.
They are. 1981.
Yeah.
They're cold burners. They're built 79.
Well, they've served their purpose.
They're really
cold burners.
Yeah.
Well, I make a motion we get these two furnaces.
All right, a motion and a second to purchase two furnaces. And what was the cost again, Levi?
$10,487.64.
All right, there's a motion for that amount. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Abstain.
All right. Motion carries. Next item up for business, garage door fix at the maintenance shed. Needs a header work and electrical. We have one proposal from Burroughs Construction for $7,107.78. Evan, what would you like to say about that?
Yes, for a street garage, one of our bay doors, cable broke, comes smashing down, so we got it propped up. So just to redo tracks, the whole kit for the garage door, new motor, everything, just so we know it's all new. Matching up, them older doors are heavy anyways. I don't know any street garage, so. But I got a quote from them. I got another quote, but the guy sent me a text message, and his was $400 higher, but he never sent me any paperwork. So I just down to that one quote. And
the old door being taken out, there's a panel or maybe two that can be used. We need to put in one of the doors next to where the new one's going in. So we're going
to rob it for
parts. Recycle some parts off the old door and pick up the other one.
Sounds like a plan.
So, currently that door don't work, so we got a lot of vehicles. We turn sideways just to get them in so they're not out in the weather.
I'll make a motion to approve the bid from Burroughs Brothers Construction for $7,107.78.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and second. Roll call vote, please.
Oliver Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Boyd?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Swatler?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Evan, did he give you a time frame for when he can do this work?
Obviously, I got the quote a long time ago, but he said just let him know and he can get down and start on it whenever. His main project for them on the garage door, they're doing a house here in town. But they kind of made a winter project. They got a few inner ones.
Mm-hmm.
He said they were waiting on windows for a garage that they're building, so he said they have plenty of time. It wouldn't take them long. They just get the door and then come down and work on it. I just have to move all the equipment and stuff out of the way prior to it.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you. All right. Doesn't look like we have any other business to discuss. If nothing, everyone's had a chance to look at the bills. Any questions, comments on the bills?
I move all bills properly endorsed be paid.
I have a motion and second to pay all properly endorsed bills. Roll call vote, please.
All persons with Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Swatler?
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Bills are paid. Does anyone need a closed session? We do not need a closed session. There will be no closed session. All right. This meeting is adjourned. Thank everyone for coming. May God bless you all.